Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by telephone today, we have Dr. Charles, or Charlie, Blinn, and you're a professor with the University of Minnesota's Department of Forest Resources, and welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on your show.
Absolutely. Now, last week we had a conversation, kind of an overarching conversation, about forestry products in Minnesota, most of which is harvested in northern Minnesota, but some in southeastern Minnesota. But I want to kind of delve into the research. I mean, that's what it's all about for you guys. What is the research telling you about forestry products in Minnesota?
Some of the key findings are that as businesses continue to age, we're hoping to see more young people come into the sector. We've seen our average production per respondent go up. It was about 11,250 cords in 2016, as compared to about 9,500 back in 2011. But the median production between those two periods has remained the same at about 4,000 cords. Interestingly, then, we've got a lot of small producers in the state, and then a small number of large producers. So we found in this survey, in fact, about 56% of our respondents produced up to 5,000 cords in 2016. But of those 56% of the respondents, they represented about 9% of the total reported volume. In comparison, for those businesses that harvested more than 15,000 cords, they represented 18% of the respondents, but produced 68% of the reported volume. And so we've seen that similar trend over time. A large number of small producers, a small number of large producers, but those large producers produce a fairly significant percentage of the volume in this state. In all cases, those larger producers who produced over 15,000 cords always seem to indicate that their business was healthier than those smaller producers. Interestingly, those small producers tend to do other things during other times of the year. On average, they operate 2.7 out of four seasons, whereas the large producers operate 3.7 out of four seasons. So what do those small producers do? Many of them tend to be on the western part of the forested range, and they're involved in livestock production or crop production. So they may farm during the summer and log during the winter. So they're not year-round producers, but they do produce during the winter. And they're actually a very important part of the total sector because of the additional wood that they produce during the winter. Our respondents reported that 53% of the volume that they produced was during the winter. So those small producers who come online during the winter are, in essence, really important producers for the industry.
Dr. Charlie Blinn is a professor with the University of Minnesota Department of Forest Resources. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.